May I help you?
Hi, Karen. This is Shira from Family First. You reached out
yes.
to us and opened up a case for those services. Are you still interested?
For their services. I have someone who is going was going to do this, and I wanted her to get paid for doing this. That's not what you
do?
I'm
sorry. You're in and out. What did you say?
You just said for your services.
I'm sorry you weren't so clear.
I have somebody that was supposed to be getting paid to do this that
Holly?
I know. Holly, yes.
Holly, yes. You told us about her.
Okay. All right. So what do you need from me?
Okay, Karen. So in order for you to get Holly to get paid, you have to go through, you have to get approved. There's a whole process. I think we went over it the first time we spoke. Last time we spoke, you were going to call into the broker's office to get scheduled to start that whole enrollment process.
You get scheduled? No, I wasn't. No one told me.
I'm sorry?
I said I wasn't told I was supposed to call anybody.
Yeah, we have the notes here, but it's okay. I don't mind going over the process with you again and, you know, helping you out. We did try reaching you, though, for a couple of days now. In order to get the services, we just need to have, like, a good back and forth just so it can go easily and smoothly and we don't stretch out your process for you. It could take up to 90 days, but if there's good communication, it could take up to 30. So it's all dependent on that and if you really, really want the services. So our team could help you, but we just want to know where you're holding with all of that.
Well, I want it done.
Well, you have to follow their rules, Karen.
Yeah.
Pay attention to what they need you to do.
Yeah. It's supposed to be out, I think it's tomorrow.
Are they sending someone to Karen's house tomorrow?
Are they sending someone to care for you tomorrow? Is that what you asked?
No.
No.
What did you say?
Are they sending someone from where you are to Karen's house tomorrow?
No, no. Is somebody scheduled to come tomorrow?
Not that I know of. Somebody is supposed to call me. Or
okay. Was that, does it make sense that somebody from the broker is supposed to come?
I don't know. That's why I get confused, because I don't know.
Okay, well,
what do you need from her?
Okay, well, we're going to need, besides for the communication, we need full, she has to go through a series of assessments, which we walk her through. They're not done with the agency. The agency just tells, like, helps you schedule the assessments and helps you when the paperwork comes around. After the assessments are completed, the county, not us, the county requests financial
yeah.
information. It looks like something like a 5-year look back of bank statements. It could look like a life insurance policy, anything if you own a car, things like that the county requests. And then there you have to explain any deposit or withdrawal over the last couple of years over 500, which is something I also do with my clients. So all those things are what you need to get the waiver program with the county.
All right.
So what would you like, how would you like to proceed today?
I was told somebody was coming out.
So it could be that your first assessment was scheduled, like I did state. At the beginning of the call, about the assessment.
I did.
That
I
no
spoke to someone yesterday.
From where? Do you know from, does the broker sound familiar?
Yeah, it's from you.
No, so we're Family First Care LLC. The first step in the process is getting scheduled with the broker, independent enrollment broker. Now, if they're coming out to you tomorrow, that means that you have your first assessment scheduled.
Okay.
I got this stuff. Let me in then.
Okay. Oh, my keys are in my purse.
Hello?
I'll get them. I'm here.
So you, okay, I'm just trying to gain some clarity here. I need your help.
Yeah, I was told someone would be out Monday.
Who told you?
Some gentleman that called yesterday.
From where?
Supposedly from your agency.
Why do you say our agency, though?
Because they only called one person. And that would have been you guys.
No, but we don't provide assessments. That's why I'm a little bit concerned. I don't know who that is. I don't know who you're letting into your house or anything. Because we
I'm not, well, the thing is, I'm not letting anybody in if it's like that.
I don't
and
know.
That'd be stupid on my part.
Okay. Karen, in order for you to get the services, you have to have an assessment with the broker. Then you're going to have another assessment with Erie and Aging. On top of that, you need a doctor's note.
You know what? No. We're going to go a different way. Goodbye.
Does not want to continue. Okay.